Hello and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. The battle over pesticide use in Hawaii has found other than legal channels to change behavior. Since 2014, engineer and landscape manager Dwayne Sparkman has actively used alternatives to glyphosates, heavy metal fertilizers, and neonicotinoids at the Westin Maui Resort and Spa. He'll be one of the featured speakers at a Maui workshop series starting tomorrow. It's part of a year-long pilot program to maintain 4 pesticide-free parks on Maui and offer help to residents to change how they maintain their lawns and gardens. Dwayne Sparkman joins us now by phone. Aloha.
Aloha and mahalo for having me.
And thanks for being here. Now, we've talked a lot about organic farming and what goes into that. But when you look at it from the perspective of maintaining golf courses or big swaths of lawn, what has to change in the behavior for someone to see that that is truly pesticide-free?
Well, it's really choosing the proper type of grass, yeah, and then also choosing the proper ways to deal with it. It's really having a really healthy soil profile and keeping those things really resistant to the bugs so you don't have to apply these pesticides and chemicals.
So talk about the grass a little bit, because people have different preferences for grass and how they want to see their lawns and what gives them pleasure when they look out at their garden. For them to keep it pesticide-free, what kind of grass do you recommend?
Well, I mean, in some areas won't allow you to have seashore paspalum because it actually goes against some of the community, laws that they have, because they might be near a golf course. And so I prefer to use seashore paspalum because it's so easy to use organically. You can use it with a type of compost as opposed to a fertilizer, and then you can use salt applied directly to the weeds, and that will fight the weeds as opposed to using chemicals.
You make the point that some developments have very strict rules about what you can and what you can't do. How is this beginning to move into that arena, as you've now been using this in the hotel for 4 years, at least on Maui? Do you have any evidence that people are starting to look at how they're just governing their own developments a little differently when it comes to lawns and grass?
Well, they are. The hardest part is any near golf course areas. Seashore paspalum can be considered invasive on other golf courses. So because of the grass that they have there, seashore paspalum has a tendency to go in and take over on Bermudas and things like that that you would have in a golf course. So some areas, they are very restrictive to that. But a lot of the other areas that are far away from there have completely allowed seashore paspalum into their neighborhoods with no problems. So that's been a very plus benefit for all of us.
So what do golf courses do then, since they're using very different grass and presumably you would like to see them also be pesticide-free? What can they do?
Well, see, that's the hard part, is it's such a large area. And so I've been in the residential and resort game for a really long time, and it's a lot smaller. Grass is easy to maintain. We're not as close to the resort, so we're allowed to have the seashore paspalum on our properties. So I'm anxious to see what Beyond Pesticides has for all the big golf course production here. So I'm actually excited to have them here to get a little bit more education on what they plan on doing with these big giant golf courses.
You're talking about a national nonprofit that's also coming to speak at the workshop series.
That's correct.
At this point, have you had any preliminary conversation with them to find out how they're approaching golf courses and what might we be able to share with some of our listeners?
Well, unfortunately, no, I have not talked to them specifically about golf courses. I have talked to them about the resort stuff and residential items. But like I said, it's quite a bit different from those large swaths of grass that you have up there. It's a very difficult thing to maintain at best. But I do want to give a shout-out to the Parks Department of Maui County for bringing these guys in and actually trying to do a new perspective on chemical application and trying to build a safer and better community for all of us.
I mean, part of this initiative is to be able to see if you can maintain parks for a year, at least 4 parks, and have them be pesticide-free. What will have to change at those parks to be able to do that?
Well, it's bringing in the proper type of soil. So if you can bring in a really good compost that can boost that nutrients profile, the soil profile, to a really high level where those plants can uptake that nutrients, then you're going to have a really healthy grass and you're going to have a lot less problems with invasive species coming in and taking over. But it also has to do with irrigation. It's an entire program, you know, a holistic look at it, to where you have the entire system working properly, not just the chemical application side. It's everything from pesticides to your irrigation to basic maintenance, how you cut the grass and how often you cut the grass. So there's a lot of ways to really look at it and changing how you do these things.
As the public will be invited to at least a couple of the events over the next year or so, what is it that you think that's directly translatable to a residential situation where usually, you know, a person's going to go to the garden store and pick up various things which, you know, you haven't been using but may be easy to get and may not have the kind of time to do some of the things that you're suggesting with the soil?
That's right. Well, you know, what we're finding is if you take the time to apply these compost to your soil, you have to do it less often. So it actually takes less labor over time. You know, so it actually, you have a plus benefit there. So to me, it's really about learning the proper chemicals to use, and actually not really chemicals, like they're derivatives from organic plants. And it's picking the right thing to use in the right location at the right time. And it's that type of educational direction that we need for residential owners. Because all they have is a big box store down, you know, centrally located that's telling them, hey, you need to buy this, or, you know, or ads on the television telling them they need to buy this, but nowhere educating them on what they should really do in the bigger scheme and the bigger picture of things.
So
what Beyond Pesticides is here for.
So what are some of the examples that you would point them toward so that they don't go toward the big box? I mean, knowing the right thing to put where. That sounds a little nebulous, and for someone thinking, well, gee, I'd like to do this, but give me something specific, what would you tell them?
Well, it's really, I tell them, get onto the Beyond Pesticides website and look at the information they have, you know, or they can come and talk to me at the resort at the Westin Maui, and I can give them information. I don't mind sharing information about what they can do, but it's very site-specific. So it's, like you said, it is fairly nebulous because it depends on location of other plants, how close the grass is to your house, you know. So there's a lot of really interesting things that depend on the location-specific situation.
Duane, you're really asking people to become better gardeners in a lot of ways. But then what do you do to bring in the big box retailers? Because clearly they have products. Clearly they're being told, sell this. How do you expect to change some of their behavior?
Well, it's really, it's kind of up to the public because you know how that works. These companies will bring in whatever they feel is necessary, but if the public does not buy it, they will stop bringing it in. And if the public starts standing up and telling them, hey, listen, we want these products, we're preferring these products, they will start to bring those products in. I'm working directly with a company that used to be called Hawaii Grower Products that is now called Simplot. They bring in a lot of the organic material for me specifically because in a resort setting, we have to have specific information on these labels to be used in the public. So there's certain things I cannot use legally at my property. So I have to make sure that I use things that are resort label use. And so that's my parameters there. So that's where I go through an institution that makes sure that those things are properly labeled so that I can use them on my property.
As part of all of this too, the State Department of Transportation, the Highways Division, is going to participate in a two-week pilot program using goats.
That's correct.
For
they're
weed
going to start
management.
Out in Ulupalakua, and they're working with the ranch right now, and they're going to start working on roadside maintenance with goats. And so we're actually looking for local goat farmers or goat herders who would be willing to contact Ellie Cochran there at the county and see if they can set up contracts with the county in the near future. So that's a possible, you know, job opportunity in itself.
Kind of going back to that old adage, when everything old is new again. Thanks very much, Duane.
You're very welcome. Enjoy.
We'll wait and see how it turns out. Duane Sparkman is engineering and landscaping manager for the Westin Maui Resort and Spa. He's one of the speakers at the first of a series of trainings that start tomorrow and will kick off a one-year pesticide-free parks program at four Maui parks. The State Department of Transportation Highways Division is also going to participate with that two-week pilot program using goats for weed management on designated roadsides. And two of the events will be open to the community. If you'd like to find out more, check out our Facebook page, The Conversation.